The Customer Success Scorecard, CSS, helps our customers better understand their use of Salesforce products. Whether it's implementation details or license activations, you can track progress over time and double-click on specific areas of your organization's performance. As you can imagine, this takes a lot of data, telemetry, business metrics, CRM data, and more. Data Cloud lets us bring all of this data into one place, where we can run machine learning models to give meaning to this data. One question we get all the time from customers is, how do we build our own customer success scorecard? While we've been happy to share our journey in past posts, this is the first time we are showing everything you need in step-by-step detail to set up a miniature version of CSS from scratch. Let's start with a manifest of everything we will present here. A simplified version of our scoring algorithm built in Python. Infrastructure code to spin up all necessary AWS services. A simulation of a simple AWS use case with data in S3 and models in Amazon Sage Maker. A tutorial on streaming our data to Data Cloud and connecting our model to Einstein Studio, below. Some of this falls outside the purview of a Salesforce developer. But don't worry. All of these pieces have been automated such that you don't need any specific background to follow along. That said, we'll give you an overview of the components, so you can see the workflow of a data science project and bring this knowledge to your own development. Architecture. Before diving into the technical details, let's go over the big picture. This is a greatly simplified version of the real CSS behind the scenes. We store a lot of information in Salesforce itself, which is synced to Data Cloud, telemetry data, and product data flow from S3. From there, we can trigger prediction jobs in Einstein Studio when the data changes. These jobs take the new data and send it to AWS, where we have our custom model that responds with a prediction. The predictions are stored again in Data Cloud. On the AWS side, we have an API gateway that acts as an authentication proxy for our model hosted in SageMaker endpoints. Diagram of the big picture architecture, AWS interfacing with Salesforce. How does this architecture serve us? There are three key elements that drive value for us. Firstly, our source of truth is defined in a single place, Data Cloud. Secondly, we bring our model to the data. This means that we aren't moving large amounts of data back and forth between different environments just for predictions, we only predict on records that have changed. Lastly, our mechanism for delivering values exists within our CRM. Putting these predictions back into Salesforce lets us use them in the flow of work shortly after they are emitted. This drives consistency and allows us to act quickly on our insights. Step 1, build the ML backend in AWS. Salesforce offers some awesome tools to build no-code machine learning models, but sometimes we need to define bespoke models that we still want to use in Salesforce, such as the one outlined above. Fortunately, Einstein Studio lets you bring your own model into Data Cloud. You can connect data from Salesforce to other ML platforms, such as Amazon SageMaker, and Einstein Studio handles the passing of data to and from the low-level APIs. Let's get started by walking through a Jupyter Notebook, the most common data science interface, that we provide in our codebase. There are detailed instructions in the README to set up your environment and run the code. Return to this blog post after the code has been executed. Diagram of a subset of architecture zoomed in on AWS components. Step 2, connect data to Data Cloud. We'll start with a custom object in Sales Cloud called Account Mini that will store some sample account information, age and size. These values are coded to be random values and have a name that aligns with our data in S3. In our case, we manually loaded the first 5,000 records from peer_dims.csv in the repository as sample data. If you are following along exactly, we recommend that you do the same. Screenshot of the Salesforce object, Account Mini, that is used in this demo. Now, we'll load this data into Data Cloud. We'll create a new data stream and select Salesforce CRM. Set the category to profile and make sure that the types for age and size are the correct number for both. Screenshot of options for a new data stream in Data Cloud. After clicking through the wizard, you will have a data stream object and a data lake object, DLO. Create a data model object by mapping the values in the DLO to a custom data model object, DMO. Screenshot of mapping from data lake object, DLO, to data model object, DMO. We'll now set up two data streams corresponding to the two S3 objects that we set up in the AWS portion of the tutorial. First, we need to configure the S3 connection in the Data Cloud setup. Navigate to Other Connectors and New, where you will find the option for a new S3 connection. Screenshot of connecting an AWS S3 data source to Data Cloud. Next, walk through product_data, the process for usage_data is identical. Now, you can select Amazon S3 as the source. Screenshot of options for a new data stream in Data Cloud, but now with AWS S3 as an option. Enter the following values to configure the stream. Connection, XMini. Bucket, connection. Bucket name, CSS Mini 123,456,789, replace with the bucket from the AWS demo file details, CSV. Directory, product_metrics/. File name, CSV. Source, OS3_XMini. Bucket, connection. Data lake object label, product_metrics. Category, profile. Primary key, account_id. Record modified field, last_updated. Refresh mode, upsert. Frequency, 5 minutes. Screenshot showing configuration of the new S3 data stream. You can map your fields to a new DMO as you did for the CRM object. No special configuration is required there. You can then repeat the process for the second S3 source, usage_data.csv. With our data sources streaming in, we will create relationships between the DMOs such that we can relate each object to the other. Navigate to the Data Model tab and select our Account Mini DMO. Within Relationships, define two new relationships to our S3 streams. These should be one-to-one. Screenshot showing a DMO data mapping. And now, our data is fully configured. Feel free to use the Data Explorer to query your data and get a feel for the information we are pulling in. Bring your model to Einstein Studio. This section shows how we can receive our CSS scores within Salesforce. We will configure the model and create a prediction job. Let's get started. Start by selecting the Einstein Studio tab and creating a new object. For the type of model, select Connect an Amazon SageMaker model. Screenshot showing the model builder tool with Amazon SageMaker model selected. Add CSS Mini is the name of the endpoint. For the URL and secret key, copy your API URL and API secret token from the Jupyter notebook. We're choosing this pattern for simplicity. In production, we recommend more advanced security measures like OAuth or JWT. We'll pass and receive JSON formats to the endpoint. Screenshot showing the connection settings to the SageMaker model. On the next page, we'll map our inputs and outputs. This can be a little time-consuming, so we'll list these as a table where you can copy and paste data into fields. First is inputs, remember that order matters here. Name API name, autofilled, type account_age_account_age_number_account_size_account_size_number activation_rate activation_rate_number bots bots number email 2 case email 2 case number engagement underscore rate engagement underscore rate engagement underscore lightning underscore utilization lightning underscore utilization number flows sold flows number macro macro number penetration underscore rate penetration underscore rate number quick text number utilization underscore rate utilization underscore rate number web 2 case web 2 case number workflow rules workflow rules number workflows workflows number. For outputs, you should have the following. The order does not matter here because of how the response JSON is formatted. We exclude API name, which is auto-filled for brevity. Name type JSON key consumption underscore engagement underscore rate underscore score number dollar dot predictions. Consumption underscore engagement underscore rate underscore metric underscore score consumption underscore activation underscore rate underscore score number dollar dot predictions. Consumption underscore activation underscore rate underscore metric underscore score consumption underscore penetration underscore rate underscore score number dollar dot predictions. Consumption underscore penetration underscore rate underscore metric underscore score consumption underscore utilization underscore rate underscore score number dollar dot predictions. Consumption underscore utilization underscore rate underscore metric underscore score auto underscore bots underscore score number dollar dot predictions. auto_bots_metric_score_auto_email_2case_score_number_predictions. auto_email_2case_metric_score_auto_flows_score_number_predictions. auto_flows_metric_score_auto_macro_score_number_predictions. auto_macro_score_metric_score_auto_quick_text_score_number_predictions. auto_quick_text_score_metric_score_auto_web_2case_score_number_predictions. auto_web_2case_metric_score_auto_workflow_rules_score_number_predictions. auto_workflow_rules_metric_score_auto_workflows_score_number_predictions. auto_workflows_metric_score_lightning_score_utilization_score_number_predictions. lightning_score_lightning_score_utilization_metric_score_global_score_number_predictions. global_score_score_auto_component_score_number_predictions. auto_component_score_consumption_score_component_score_number_predictions. consumption_component_score_lightning_score_component_score_number_predictions. lightning_component_score_last_modified_string_text_predictions. last_modified. After saving, your model is ready to use in production. You can even access it in other Salesforce automation tooling like Flows. To mimic CSS, we want our source of truth to exist in Data Cloud, so we'll show you how to create a prediction job that streams inputs to the model as they change. Automating prediction. In the final step of this tutorial, let's connect the model to data. Start by making sure that your model in Einstein Studio is in the activated state. Screenshot of a button showing activated. Then, you can click over to integrations on that same page, where you'll find a list of all prediction jobs. Click on New and then select our Account Mini DMO. Screenshot of a settings page showing the Account Mini is the selected data model object. We'll now map entities in the DMO to the expected input to the model. However, our account-like object does not have all the data we need. We'll need to add the additional objects that leverage the relationships we set up previously. Under Confirm Selection, choose Add an Object. Then, you can add your usage_metrics and product_metrics DMOs. Screenshot showing the mapping of DMOs to model inputs. It's straightforward to map these objects, but just to be sure, see the explicit mapping below. Model schema input object input field account_usage_metrics_data_model_input_object_input field account_score_age_account_mini_account_score_size_activation_score_rate_product_score_metrics_activation_score_rate_bots_usage_metrics_bots_email_2case_usage_metrics_bots_email_2case_engagement_rate_product_score_metrics_engagement_rate_lightning_utilization_usage_metrics_lightning_utilization_flows_usage_metrics_flows_macro_usage_metrics_macro_penetration_rate_product_score_metrics_penetration_rate_quick_text_usage_metrics_quick_text_utilization_rate_product_score_metrics_utilization_rate_web_2case_usage_metrics_web_2case_workflow_rules_usage_metrics_workflow_rules_workflows_usage_metrics_workflows. Select streaming for the update type, and leave the default setting that any field will trigger an update. Screenshot showing a selected streaming update option. By finalizing that menu, you have created a job. Select Activate to deploy it to production. This will trigger a job that will run after a few minutes and load data into a DMO of the same name. You can visit Data Explorer to see your data streaming and once the job status reaches the success state. Conclusion. Congratulations! You built and deployed your own mini customer success scorecard. This comprises a simple end-to-end architecture delivering machine learning insights at scale. But it doesn't end there. You can use this output and data to create dashboards in Tableau and leverage these insights in CRM by passing the data back to Salesforce objects. We hope that you found this valuable and are able to find the same success we have as you take these learnings and apply them to your own systems. Resources: Salesforce Developers Blog, Connect Salesforce Data Cloud to Amazon Sage. Maker: Salesforce Developers Blog, Work with Data Cloud Data Using Amazon Sage Maker ML Capabilities. Salesforce Developers Blog, Bring Your Own AI Models to Data Cloud. AWS Blog, Use the Amazon Sage Maker and Salesforce Data Cloud Integration to Power Your Salesforce Apps with AI/ML. About the authors: Colin Cunningham is the Senior Director of Internal Machine Learning Engineering at Salesforce. He has over 10 years of experience with data science and machine learning systems. Connect with him on LinkedIn. Nathan Calandra is a lead machine learning engineer at Salesforce, building infrastructure and platforms for data scientists. He has 10 years of experience in software engineering with a focus on all things data. Connect with him on LinkedIn.